break one 40-yard run and one 25-yard run, that makes all the difference oftentimes. So I either want an experienced quarterback or a mobile quarterback. A young quarterback that's not mobile is the worst for the backup. Lastly, scheduling advantages, and that usually has to do with rest. This season, there's only one Monday night game during the preseason, and both those teams play, I think it's the next Friday. Now, if you play Monday and you play Friday, you're going to have to put one of those games as a true scrimmage, and chances are it's not going to be the Monday night game. So I look to play against those two teams that Friday. That's an extreme example where rest and scheduling will tell you oftentimes how hard the team's going to play.
RJ, good spot. We'll talk to you later tonight, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas, pregame.com. It's pregame.com, and he's part of, well, he is, Straight Out of Vegas, 11 o'clock tonight, first show of two this weekend, Friday nights at 11 on Fox Sports National.
Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small. Keep your Toyota running like a Toyota.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ.
Presenting the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made, with room for up to eight. Choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. SubaruLasVegas.com.
Hey homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995, and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
PT's, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PT's mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PT's Taverns, real, local, play.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh yeah, give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
Adam Hill.
With the things I've done in my life,
oh, I know I'm gonna burn in hell. So I sure as ain't afraid to burn here on earth.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Rolling into the 5 o'clock hour, it is Cofield and Company. Heard it, Steve, Adam, and Chrissy. We'll get you updated on some preseason football. Oh, no. Some injuries to get you updated on as well. And, you know, we're going to go the, please don't take offense to this, the newspaper columnist route. Adam, what happens when a columnist is like, nothing real intriguing by itself to write a full 20 inches on. I think it's time to do a hodgepodge, a grab bag.
A news and notes.
A news and notes. So we've got a super, we had too many stories today, super long grab bag, but it's good. There's some good stuff in it. First, though, the Big Five.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Well, number five has everything I'm looking for. You got young boys playing baseball. I talked about, you know, just rolling up the fields and watching the kids play ball.
Yeah, well, creepy.
Yeah, that didn't go well when I made that. I was like, hey, you can't just go watch Little League Baseball anymore. As a single guy. Can't just roll. I'm like, you know.
When could you?
You could. Thanks for ruining it, you pedo creeps. But anyway, we love the Little League World Series, the lead up to it. But we also, we mock everyone. Why not? Right? Yep. Like when people are like, oh, Tom Brady, you can't attack his daughter, the Boston radio host calling her a pissant. Why not? Why not? Get him ready early. It's a rough world, right? So, I'll put you on the spot. What's going on with our Little League teams? Because they're doing okay, locally.
Yeah, I believe the Silverado Little League team is playing for the Losers Bracket Final tonight, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll take off the hook. That's good enough.
And then they can go on and advance through that, maybe.
So what are we watching on TV here? Because we're watching thick kids who are, well, they're having trouble with the curveball, and they're down 5-1 right now, and I have a personal interest in it. I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, it's actually a Mid-Atlantic elimination game between Berlin, Maryland, and Middletown, New Jersey.
Let's do it. Sort of my hometown.
Yeah. Didn't you play in the Middletown Little League?
I played in two different little leagues in Middletown. One was the River Plaza League, but I did play in MYAA. But I don't know who this team is representing. I was trying to find it. Maybe they merged to form a super team. Do they do that?
Possibly.
If you have like three leagues in a town?
I don't think you're supposed to.
I don't think you are either. I think that was all of Chicago. A few years back, they got in trouble. Like literally every league in Chicago.
Jackie Robinson Little League?
Yeah, like every league in Chicago teamed up.
Yeah. Well,
so why do you like this Middletown Little League team?
Well, I like both teams, but your Middletown team, there's a lot of size, a lot of girth on the team.
There's a lot of Italians on the team, too.
There's a lot of Italians.
There's like Gaetano, Alfano, there's Alfie, D'Elia, and these two.
Alfie's Big Al.
Yeah, Big Al! They're holding up signs. Big Al, number 12. I mean, we're talking, because they're always like, well, you know what's funny is you were this kid, not like all squatty and blubbery. You were like this one of the giant kids that the rest of us went up against where we're like, he's 12?
Yeah, that's true.
And you're you know, your younger brother too. Like, what the hell's going on? How old is this kid?
Well, he was getting ID checked all the time. And we'd be like, what kid has an ID? Doesn't have one.
12? How big was he? 6'4" already?
6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
People would complain when he'd go trick-or-treating.
I think in a 13-year-old league I was in, there was a 6'8 kid. That's what he was. He was 6'8, and then he got to high school, and his knees sucked, and he was like not good at basketball. He grew too quickly. But when you play in Little League, there's always the Adams. Like, what do you think you were at 12?
I was a big kid.
Were you probably 6 foot, 6'1"?
Oh yeah, yeah, probably yeah.
No,
yeah. Just huge.
There, his family is gigantic.
Like 260.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Not his mom's not gigantic, but she's a tall woman. So you guys you're all big.
Are you guys like Scandinavian or something?
Scottish.
Yeah. See, that's what I meant.
But Adam was that kid where everyone's like, seriously?
I was a pretty high-level Little League player, but you're saying it's just because I was bigger than them?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, that's going to help your velocity generally. We see that every year in the Little League World Series. There's always some kid who's like, you know, 6'1", 190 at 12, and he's throwing freaking at that distance.
Actually,
he's throwing the equivalent of 98 miles an hour.
Both teams have some kids with some real beef. But the Maryland team has a kid that's like 6'5".
No way.
They just walked him. They're like, no, we're not pitching you. Apparently, he has three times as many home runs in this tournament that all the other teams combined have.
Since you were like the big guy on the team, did you ever try to fight a coach? You ever try to? Well, you're kind of meek.
Yeah, pretty meek.
There was a kid who tried to fight my dad one time.
What?
Your dad was coaching?
He was an assistant, and he was running practice, and there was this guy, Tom. I was going to say Tim Sylvia. His last name was Sylvia. Tom Sylvia. And he was big for, you know, that was probably at like 13. Right. It was a year later, maybe even going on 14. And he must have been like maybe 6'1", 190. And yeah, he was jerking around, being a putz, doing something during practice. And my father was like, all right, get off the field. And he went nose to nose with him. I'm like, oh.
This is trouble.
He backed down.
We had a little league team with some elite prospects.
My dad would have tore up that 13-year-old punk.
We had some elite prospects on a little league team. And my dad decided to coach.
Oh, no. And, your dad?
Yeah.
I mean, my father's laid back, and that's why he was the assistant. So if he had to step up the one time and tell a kid, you know, pipe down. You're Kurt? Really?
So, like, in the...
You're meek because of Kurt, because Kurt's super meek.
It, like, four practices in, one of the parents called a cousin who was a minor leaguer. It was like, you got this... He's gonna ruin these kids.
Really?
Like these kids are.
There's a coup to fire your father.
They're like 12. Like at 12.
Yeah.
There was like 4 legitimate major league prospects on our roster, and the parents were like, "Yeah, this is not acceptable."
Your dad was that bad?
Well,
what was he doing? With like no innings limits.
He just didn't know what he was doing either. He was just like, I don't know. Like, what position do you want to play?
Oh, that. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, this is not acceptable.
Wow.
We had 2 kids go to the minors off that team.
That's solid.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Oh, we were, like I said, we were 1 win away from going to Pennsylvania. We're close.
Yeah, we never got that close. I think at the next level up, we got to a regional, and I just remember facing a kid who had a real curveball, and I was like, whoa, okay, this is something new. Like a really good curveball.
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
Just death.
It's always like you're moving ahead in the tournament.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're really good.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be easy. And all of a sudden you see, there's like a Nolan Ryan, like a 12-6 curveball kid, and you're like, okay, maybe we're not going to
the Williams. And you know, the funny thing is, it happens all the way until the end sometimes, because you get these unbelievable teams, either international or American. They get to the Little League World Series, and there's a team there. I mean, some of the freaking Asian teams, you get a Taiwanese team, and it's just like, holy crap.
Yeah, where is this coming from? Somebody's throwing knuckleballs, and you're like, okay, I don't think I can handle this.
Number 4.
So I can't say I told you so, because I didn't anticipate what was going to happen to the Dodgers with Kenley Jansen. But I am going to say they should have prepped for something happening to their bullpen. So Jansen's down for at least a month.
Yeah.
Who knows? They found an irregular heartbeat, so the closer's down for now. If you look at the rest of their bullpen, it's never been super impressive in terms of names. This year has been the year of relievers moving to teams like more than I've ever seen. Like, clearly, how many times have we talked about the new trend in baseball is you either have 3 or 4 hammer starters, and if you don't, then you hope that, you know, you have 1 and then some guys who can go 4, and then we're going to have 7 good relievers, and we're just going to piece it together. And that's really what the Yankees do. The A's clearly are trying to do that. Billy Bean has done a brilliant job just plucking guys. So in the last 3 weeks, he picked up 2 closers to back up their closer.
Yeah.
And he's already got a young guy, Lou Trevino, plays for Middletown, right, on the roster. So, like, he's building depth.
Milwaukee has like 7 closers.
Yep. And Corey Knebel is probably going to lose the job, but they've got guy after guy after guy. And while this has all been happening, the Dodgers have been kind of, they've added a couple of decent relievers, but now all of a sudden you look with Jansen down. Do you see their bullpen?
There's a lot of injuries.
The closer now is a battle between Scott Alexander and Pedro Baez.
Yeah, it's going to be Scott Alexander, I think.
Is it?
For now.
Josh Fields is on the DL. Daniel Hudson. He's an older guy. He's on the DL. They picked up John Axford. Who the hell knows what he's going to do? Eric Adell is on the DL. Yimmy is on the DL. And then after that, there's just stuff that calls itself Dylan Floro, Caleb Ferguson, JT Chargua, whatever his name is, Zach Roscup, and Singrani's on the DL.
Solid.
They're going to win a championship now? Well, now, the waiver period's still open. So if there are some relievers out there, you better go get them.
Oh, I'm sure now they will. Now, because,
well, they could have. Fernando Rodney got traded yesterday.
No, they should have foreseen it.
And Familia was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they should have foreseen it. There's no question.
Yeah, they don't have to foresee a heart issue with Jansen.
No, other injuries. You've got 9 guys hurt already. You can foresee that maybe that guy's going
to
get hurt.
Clearly, the trend is to have multiple closers on your team. Not Scott Alexander as your backup.
Yeah. Who, by the way, somebody had already taken in my league, which was infuriating.
I'm not going to say that fantasy baseball gives you a real good idea of what your bullpen situation is like. But I will say, in good leagues, if the backup closer is actually available, like I play in leagues that are just NL exclusive, AL exclusive, if the backup closer is available, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good thing in the league because, you know, we could all use saves. We're all chasing the closer, chasing the saves, but
closermonkey.com.
It sounds preposterous. You know, we might be wrong. Maybe this Scott Alexander, or I just don't. Pedro Baez, he's a stuff guy. You know what I mean? He's always been able to throw 97, and then anytime he gets a chance to close, it's like, you know?
Yeah.
Just, maybe he is better in the 6th inning.
So they have to hope that Axford can close games.
I mean, he's done it before, but It's been a while. Not good when you're the favorite in the National League and people... Folks, if you listen to the show, what did I say before they added any of this hitting? What did I say about Manny? I was probably the only person in the country who was like, yeah, I don't love the Manny Machado deal. And basically the point was, in lieu of getting some good pitching.
Right. Now they will have to score 19 runs a game.
Which, in the playoffs, does that happen? Did you see what happened? What happened to the Dodgers when they went to Houston? Didn't they lose? They won the last game. The combined score of the three games, though, was 18-4. They got four runs in three games against that Astros staff full of just top-level hammers on the rotation.
Yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle for sure. What they really need is for Jensen to get better at some point and be able to come back.
Yeah, and when we're talking heart issue, that's freaking scary stuff.
It's
the
second time. It's not, you know, he had it, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. They thought it was under control. He has medication, but he just was not feeling comfortable yesterday.
Number three.
Andrew Luck. What'd you think? Did you watch?
Saw some highlights.
I like, you know, NFL.com, if you don't get to watch all the games, NFL.com does a really good job with the quarterbacks. They're like, here's every throw.
Yeah.
So you can sit and watch every single throw. And watching Luck, first of all, giant premium on dink, dunk, dink, dunk. A lot of short passes. But, you know, the four times I saw him have to zip it to the sideline or really gun it over the middle, he had the arm.
Yeah, I think I only saw one. I was like, okay, he looks like he's okay.
So I think the big thing with him is he's probably back. Now, I'm sure he would tell you all my velocity's not back. So say he's back at like 85 or 90%. Now it's maintaining it and moving it forward and not getting tired or injured again and losing velocity.
And stretching out, you know, being more comfortable sitting in there and throwing deep. And not only with, you know, being comfortable in your arm, but being comfortable taking a hit and everything else. All those things are factors.
Number two.
Boy, I'm all over the place today. Throwing you off on the rundown, right? I am all over the place. My rundown today, I've got like 5-4-2-3-4-1. Okay. I hate this. I hate this so much. These practices, especially the preseason games, I hate seeing players go down. These guys work so hard in the NFL to get on the field. It's such a physical sport. And then you don't even get the play. And in this case, you don't even get your start in the NFL. Darius Geis, we talked about a lot. I thought he was the best running back in the draft. I think he's better than Barkley. We're not going to know now. And you know what? I'm out. Now my argument, it holds no water because how do you even judge him? He tore his ACL or an ACL. Yeah. He's out for the year. The rookie from LSU who had, you know, some people were turned off by his attitude. He slipped. First round talent slips down. Redskins take him. Hey, you know what? Guy who can really contribute. ACL, done.
Well, it's good news for my guy, Samaje Perine.
He was your guy last year. You're sticking with him.
He might not have made the team.
Is that right? Second year running back from Oklahoma, and he was already going to be out on his keister.
He was at least going to be in for a battle, but now that's, you know, good for him that he gets more opportunity with guys going down. But certainly, incredibly unfortunate. You hate to see anybody get hurt, especially in the preseason. But rookies, it just sucks. Like they've been so excited to get their career started, and then, you know, a big setback like that. We have to work your way back into being healthy. But I mean, you know. Technology has advanced to the point where you're going to be fine in the future, but it just sucks.
Let's talk about the aforementioned Saquon Barkley. You know, I was not a giant fan of Barkley as an NFL prospect. I think he's a good player. I think he's more of a pass catcher out of the backfield. I don't think he can run between the tackles. I think he's big Reggie Bush at 6'1", 239. It was an exhibition game last night. His first carry was 39 yards, so I'm not going to say it.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, preseason.
Am I wrong?
Preseason doesn't matter.
In some cases it does, my friend.
Defenses also don't scheme for the offense, which, you know, yeah. If you really want to look at it, that's certainly the case. It's a different world. And it's easy to look at Saquon Barkley's first carry, which a lot of people did last night. And I saw the reactions. I saw, you know, people on Twitter, one carry. Oh, couldn't run between the tackles, huh? Like, okay. First of all, he bounced it outside. Yeah. And it was a nice run.
How about we get a little body of evidence? How about 150 carries between the tackles?
And then after that, because as I said, I've watched the first quarter of that game six times now. He actually struggled after that. I mean, it was one really nice run. There was one that they tried to run almost a sweep with him. Immediately went to the outside. They just strung it out. He had nowhere to go. And I think that's what's going to be a lot when he tries to go outside, because NFL defenders are just a lot faster than they were in college. There was another one that was just kind of blown up at the line where he had nothing. You know, after that one big carry, it was a huge struggle for him.
And that happened at times at Penn State.
Yeah.
He was a big playmaker, but there'd be a lot of times he would just grind to 2 yards a carry.
Yeah, and of course, that's offensive line. That's, you know, there's a whole lot of factors that go into that. But you can't just look at one carry and be like, oh, success. First of all, there's a long way to go. And second of all, the rest of the carries were not all that successful. So do you judge it on the carries that he struggled on, that he got blown up on, or the one that he had a really nice run on?
Number one.
Barkley in offshore markets is plus 150 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL. Look out. 5-1. Baker Mayfield.
Stop it.
Here we go.
Stop.
Here we go. 11-20. Couple of touchdowns. Some really impressive passes. It has begun. The land. Yeah. Has a quarterback controversy.
They don't.
Yes.
Oh, this is a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes.
They don't. They don't have a quarterback controversy.
We are weeks away. I'll say 2 weeks into the regular season, we have a quarterback controversy.
Baker Mayfield looked okay. He also completed 50% of his passes, which 50, is
55.
Awful.
Still, your math, 5% higher.
Still awful.
5% is a lot.
Okay, 55% is still terrible. There were some questionable decisions.
Why are you laughing? What's wrong, Chris? You can feel him getting worked up.
Yes, it always starts with the slow clap over away from the microphone, and then you come back at like Jarvis Landry in this piece. You're like, let's do this.
No, because it's
lazy bums.
I just don't feel like it's a real thing.
I truly believe. You know why I believe this? It's not solely based on his play. He has to give Browns fans a couple of little morsels. He's the number one pick. There's a racial dynamic here. There's also lame duck coach and new coach. So I think the new coach will be Todd Haley. I don't know who Todd Haley is going to like or favor. This is great. The fact that the Browns have two quarterbacks and there could be a controversy, embrace it. Your quarterbacks stink normally, but there will, if Baker Mayfield plays similar to what he did last night, doesn't have any disastrous moments, there are going to be people calling for him to start sooner than later.
That's a
quarterback controversy.
Those same people that watched the game also had to see that Tyrod Taylor is probably the best quarterback on any team in any game last night.
Adam, you know it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't. In the end, it'll be fine, but as of right now, you watch the game. And Baker Mayfield, okay, showed some nice signs. Tyrod Taylor was the best quarterback on the field in any game last night.
I didn't see any stories about Tyrod Taylor today.
Yeah, nobody cares about
veterans
going out of a
really good
game.
Wrote about Baker Mayfield.
Right, nobody cares about
veterans.
Well,
this is the world we live in now with embrace debate and clickbait. And, you know, they're just, it's not even new fans. This is the way fans have always been. I mean, the other part of it is, hey, we always love the backup quarterback. And when he's a number one pick, and he's kind of a big mouth, and he's a glamorous guy, and, you know, Tyrod is close to the vest, you know, with the deep voice, kind of, you know, keeps to himself. It's going to happen. Which, you know, maybe...
If you're making the case that there's going to be fans that are clamoring for it, sure.
And media, that's a quarterback controversy.
Yeah, there might be. I don't think anybody that actually knows anything about football watched the game was like, oh, this guy needs to play. That's a fan thing. And that maybe that's a media thing, too, but... No football people watch that game were like, yeah, he's better, or he needs to play. Hmm. That's insane.
Here's Brian Baldinger, who I think is a great football person, played in the league. Baldy does his breakdowns, Baldy's breakdowns, and he was blown away by the beginning of Baker Mayfield's career.
This Baker Mayfield debut against the Giants last night, one of the greatest rookie quarterback debuts I've ever seen. It's going to start right here. To Rashad Higgins, off play action right here. And I'm just going to show you right here. Like this ability right now, just to be able to make this throw to the sideline. Like the throw is ridiculous. Now, Higgins does a great job of adjusting to the ball, but the throw is undying belief in what he can do.
Undying belief in what he can do! Football guy, Baldy!
Media guy.
He's a football guy!
Media guy.
Oh, stop.
What team does he work for?
You're He doesn't work. He works for NFL Network and NFL.com.
Media. So,
oh my. Fine. Well, then why are you talking?
He wants to drum up.
Oh, you're objective, but Baldy's not?
Yeah, media too.
Oh, so now what are you going to claim? That Baldy is going over the top to take a position? Because this is what we do now in the media?
Seems like it.
Oh, you're so weak.
Seems like it. It's also...
like you're not taking a position, and you haven't taken one for years on your guy, Tyrod.
I
we're getting Baldy on.
I just looked at the number.
I just looked at the number, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
It's wait.
5 for 5.
So your case is you looked at the numbers. Baldinger has a 7-minute video out breaking down play by play.
Yeah, I watched.
So, because we only played one play.
Apples and oranges, my friend.
Yeah, clearly you're just looking at the numbers.
Oh, which throws of Tyrod did he have a problem with?
11 of 20, 5 of 5. 11 of 20, 5 of 5.
5 of 5.
That's it. That's it. That's all he has.
No, that's not all I have. I watched every single throw he made 6 times now.
Mm.
Chrissy, I watched every single play.
Chrissy, Baldy next week.
I put this in some production earlier today,
yep.
And then I had to take it out because it was part
of
the
show. I can already tell you
he's
going to say it's not. He's not comparing them right now. Is he comparing them on the video?
No. Maybe
right.
We can ask
he's
him.
Not comparing them. He's saying he played well, which he played
he
fine.
Said the greatest debut of any right. Quarterback in NFL history in the preseason.
Rookie quarterback.
So it's a debut.
Yeah, right. But it's fine. It was he played fine. He played better than I think a lot of people expected. He was fine.
He hates it
he
so
was
much.
Not even on the same level as Tyrod was.
I'm having to adjust at Adam's levels. You know that like things are getting heated in here. When do you have to turn Adam Hill's
fine. I don't even believe this is a real thing.
It totally is.
I don't.
I'm not doing it to poke you.
It's not possible to have watched. But, and again, he's not making the comparison. He's just saying Baker Mayfield played well.
Adam, I think you need to watch the video. He was painting this guy as a 100% valid starting quarterback who can do everything.
That's fine, but you're saying he didn't make the comparison, though.
No.
Because what it is a comparison. It is. It's a one-to-one comparison.
I am going to infer from his glee that he thinks that Mayfield will overtake Tyrod at some point, but here's the thing. We got to get him on next week.
Everybody
and then you can tell him.
You can intro him, actually.
Wonderful. I'm on vacation next week.
Not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I guarantee this, Tuesday or Wednesday... I can't guarantee anything. I have no idea if he's busy, but he's coming on. By the way, the other guy who was raving about, and we were going to grab the audio from TMZ Sports, but it was kind of crappy. The other guy who sent out I guess this was like an Instagram video, loved Baker Mayfield.
Who's that? Belichick, Parcells.
Sports expert, quote, Cleveland got another star. Sports expert, Mark Wahlberg.
Good. Wonderful. Sounds about right.
Wow.
What are you trying to say?
From Brian Baldy.
From Baldy?
From Baldy
to Wahlberg.
To Walby.
Baldy to Wahlberg.
I don't have a problem with anybody saying Baker Mayfield played well. He did. I liked a lot of things he did on the field. They were very good.
They just not the better same, than Tyrod.
They weren't in the same league as Tyrod, and that's the only question right now.
Hmm.
It's who's the better quarterback right now. There's not even a debate.
Chrissy, if you're going to make a long-term investment in a Browns quarterback jersey, are you getting the 6 or the 5? 5 is Tyrod, 6 is Mayfield.
I would get Mayfield. They paid him too much money.
I would definitely go Mayfield just because of... Because I've rooted for him. He had a little rough patch, and you know how I like to support people who go through difficult life experiences.
I would do it because they don't have a choice. They're tied to him long term.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're tied to him long term. He's the long term guy. There's not even a question.
More sweating from Adam Hill. So we get to a bunch of Raider stories and our 27-minute grab bag.
Stick around. Cofield and Company returns in minutes in the Findlay Toyota Studios.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made, with room for up to 8. Choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. SubaruLasVegas.com.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
If you're looking for quick, convenient service for your vehicle, Hamid now has two locations in the Valley to serve you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
Looking for a fresh, hot, delicious dinner the whole family will enjoy without a strain on the wallet? You want the taste of Napoli's pizza. Try the spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread with a 2-liter soda for $19.99. So the family is the size of a team? No problem. Order two 18-inch pizzas, two toppings each, 40 wings plus two 2-liter sodas for $68.99. No cardboard crust, cheap meats and cheeses. Only the freshest meats and produce. Napoli's, the original home of the 30-inch pizza. Three locations, Vegas, Henderson, and North Las Vegas.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-600-5451. That's 1-800-600-5451. 1-800-600-5451.
PT's, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PT's mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PT's Taverns, real, local, play.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time, wearing your own clothes, is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, what if injuries are minor? Does a person still need to contact a personal injury attorney?
Oh, for sure. Because what you think may be minor injuries really may be major injuries. Some people don't even realize they're hurt until days after their accident. And since the initial consultation is free, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by calling us today.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
Breaks out wide right, empty backfield.
five options. Peterman goes to the air. He's got a man. He's got a touchdown. Benjamin with the six.
Well, a year ago, Nathan Peterman earned a spot for himself on the roster, surprising a lot of people because he had a preseason, and this right here is indicative of what he did a year ago.
Bills, touchdown, Benjamin, more importantly, who was playing quarterback? Wow.
Peterman.
Wow. After how many interceptions in his debut last year? 9 in one game?
38.
Right? Against the Chargers. He could be the guy trying to hold off both McCarron and Allen.
Well, it shouldn't be that hard to hold off Allen. Allen was a joke, like everybody thought he would be.
And I will give credit to Kelvin Benjamin. He jumped into the stands. He made it pretty easily. Normally, I'd expect him, you know, based on conditioning, to just crash through the wall and kill a couple of fans.
The crowd didn't really participate, though.
Well, they're afraid.
Like, he jumped up in there.
You got 290 like, coming down on you.
Waiting for them to smack him on the shoulder pads and everything, and he's like, they're like, no, we're good. We're on Cam's side.
Super long grab bag, because we have too many stories to get to and a lot of Raider stuff to clear out. Steve, it's Adam, it's Chrissy here on a Friday. Did you see there are two more of those Raiders image places on the way?
Those are good spots. Certainly the I'm a big fan of the one at Town Square. That's my usual hangout.
So you can get Raider stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to an April 29th story. You remember the story that I got all worked up about? Because it's not a big deal, but I cannot stand when people want to write about Vegas and then don't try or poorly source their story and just lie.
Okay.
So Ann Killian in the San Fran Chronicle wrote a story about the Raiders, and she wanted to pit the Knights against the Raiders. And the headline was, Las Vegas loves its hockey team. Is there room for the Raiders? And I was like, is there room for the NFL? Is there room for the Raiders? Are we serious? And then she got some dillhole fan, Knights fan, out front of VGK, like on the day of a game, and he's like, oh, no one cares about the Raiders here. All right. Then there was a guy on Twitter who she talked to who was like, yep, Raiders are in purgatory right now. They're in merchandise purgatory. That night I went out and I was like, Target, Walmart, 7-Eleven, you can find Raider stuff everywhere. And that was back in April. Again, it's not a big deal, but it's a pattern of behavior by outside media where they're just going to write whatever they want. And then even when they source people in town, like, that's not accurate. There's Raiders material everywhere. I'm not saying it's the most popular team in town already, but this notion that, like, hey, I don't think Vegas might be kind of dicey at the start. They're not going to embrace this team. You can get Raiders stuff everywhere.
Does Oakland have room for the Raiders? They've got the Warriors stuff everywhere. Everywhere I go up there, people are wearing Warriors clothes. So do they have room?
My God.
I assume that they do. I think teams find room for the teams that come, cities find room for the teams that come to town.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Oh, no. Scott Baer, our buddy, NBC Bay Area. Report, Martavis Bryant practicing with the Raiders second team. Now, is this truly his future, or are they trying to send a message?
I would assume they're
trying to send a message. Third-round pick for a guy, and he's on the second team?
I would assume they're trying to send a message, make him work his way back in to the lineup. I wouldn't be too concerned. And, by the way, you use a lot of receivers anyway, so
yeah,
I'm sure they're going to figure that out.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Chrissy found a great story from 538.com, actually. Question was, do retread coaches ever work? And we're talking about dudes who were away from their gigs for 10 years or more.
Oh, wow. There's not that many like that.
Well, this list had about 14, and they're not disasters. The overall win percentage, from before and then the second stint, was only down like 0.087.
Right.
But there definitely were not a ton that all of a sudden won many more games. Paul Silas, believe it or not, and we're not just talking NFL, Paul Silas is one of the most successful. But, yeah, in the NFL, there were 8 that have been away from the game for 10 years or more. And, oh boy, the best one in history was Jack Pardee.
Right.
Followed by Ted Marchabrota. But then there were guys like Art Shell, Chan Gailey. Remember, Joe Gibbs was a freaking disaster. Uh-oh. Not good. So Gruden away for 10 years trying to break that mold.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I'm trying to figure out, like, these other guys, I feel like they're mostly just went back to being assistants, right?
No, they're head coaches.
No, but I mean, they were head coaches and then were assistants and then got head coaching jobs.
Oh, good point. Yeah, they weren't. Well, Vermeil was totally away from the game.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Like, I think most of them. Well, like, and like Pete Carroll went to college,
right?
So I mean, like,
they weren't out of football completely or doing TV.
Right, they were coaching and like part of, you know, on the sidelines and part of the grind. And I know that Gruden kind of treated TV like it, you know, a little bit. I mean, he watched more film and was more in the film room, and you know, we saw his quarterback camps and all that stuff. So he was still involved and part of it, but it is a totally different world to go from to the media and then back to coaching on a daily basis.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I got a question for you off an interview that I saw in the Bay Area News Group. I guess getting John Gruden down to sit down for like a real Q&A is hard. So Jerry McDonald, who's been there forever, got an exclusive. I found a couple questions interesting, or at least the answers. Gruden was talking about being miserable when you work. Now, this could apply to anyone who's listening right now or anyone in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
I've been told a lot, this is Gruden, you got to be miserable to be happy. I learned that from Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp and I agreed on that one thing. He was happy at the end of the game, but when the pressure was on, he was beat up, he was tired, he was sore, he had to get something done. Because I was with Sapp, that's when he thrived. He'd be on the field screaming, "I love the misery!" And Gruden was thinking, "So do I, so do I."
So weird.
Is it?
I mean,
when I read it, I was like,
"We love the misery."
Yeah.
But I think we love the misery in a different way. Like, we find
the company.
We find ways, things to be miserable about or angry about.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's what he's talking about. I think he's more embrace the grind type attitude of, like, you know, when you feel like not doing another rep or not, you know, watching another film, that you do it so that you can, you know, have success. That's a little different than just like looking for things to be angry about. I think it's different.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Did you see Deadspin came out with their annual list of why every team sucks?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Raiders fans, your team sucks. I thought the tweet was interesting that they sent out for the link to the story. Derek Carr is a dollar store Philip Rivers with a lower sperm count. The Raiders suck.
He just has less children.
You know what's funny? When I first read it, I mixed it up, and I was like, of course, you know, Philip Rivers is older, so, you know, Phil has a lower sperm count. No. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's right. He has 19 kids, and Derek Carr doesn't.
He has, like, 25 kids, so he's definitely...
Phil Rivers is a machine.
Yeah, there's no question.
I know he's happily married, but I don't... I mean, she's not going to be able to have kids when she's, like, 45. God, who was I? I just read someone who was, like, 70, like, an old-timer.
Larry King?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, like, 80-plus. But it was definitely, like, 69, 70, 71, 72-year-old celebrity just impregnated a 35-year-old.
Well, how old is he going to be at the graduation?
Good for him.
Like, their high school graduation.
Dead. Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, like, if
70?
Well, I mean, are you asking us to do math for you, or?
Okay, I think I could.
He's
do
60.
That.
He's 68. Okay. How old will he be at the graduation?
Yeah,
86. Well, I don't know why you did it so quickly. She was pulling out the calculator.
No, I was just pulling up this think music for a second. he would be 92.
Wait, I don't know what happened.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I think I got it wrong.
Yeah.
But I get it. That's.
I really. You know what? This is again hitting the Wayback Machine. And I mentioned laughing in the middle of the week. I really. You're like you. This persona, but I think it's real. You are Goldie Hawn of like 2018. What are you doing?
Thank you.
Do you know who she is?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Goldie Hawn.
Watch some old material. You're doing a hell of a job.
Well, thank you.
I wasn't frustrated. I'm like, wow, this is quite the deal you're pulling off here.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
What's 68 plus 18?
74.
Come on.
No,
she knows.
I'm sorry, 94. Wait. 84. Darn it. I did it just then. 84.
She knows.
It's 84.
She knows. All right. On that.
No.
86.
On the way back, it's Patient Bills here. You're not going to believe what the Ohio State investigation is doing, who they're talking to, especially who they're not speaking to as of this moment.
See what can happen at Chapman. Jeeps are hot, and Chapman is the hottest place to get one. No one sells more Jeeps in Nevada than Chapman. No one. Why? Because we refuse to be undersold by anyone. You want the lowest price anywhere? Chapman guarantees you get it here. That means discounts up to 30% off for savings as high as $20,000 on new Jeeps, Dodges, Chryslers, and Rams. We're also offering 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years. And don't worry about past credit bumps. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Don't miss the summer clearance event all this week. Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
OEC on select models, guarantee offer valid on any bona fide signed contract. We reserve right to purchase vehicle at the same price. Offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
Opioid pain medication took everything that I had. Nothing mattered more than getting my fix. I was on the verge of being homeless. My house was being foreclosed on. Knowing that it could have been prevented makes it worse. It just takes one.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
This is Governor Brian Sandoval. Since 2010 in Nevada, more than 2,800 people have died, and there have been more than 30,000 visits to the emergency room because of opioid overdoses. Opioid abuse rewires a person's brain, leading to addiction. So if there's a chance of addiction for you or someone you love, seek help immediately. Go to healthiernv.org for information and resources.
This message, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000.
$1,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time, wearing your own clothes, is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
All right, Adam, what's the... Is it shocking? It's annoying. Borderline horrifying. What's the update on the Ohio State investigation? We were told at the beginning of the week, hey, 14 days, it's going to be done. So then we find out from Courtney Smith, the victim in the Ohio State football scandal. They haven't talked to me. They never talked to me. So right. Now, did Zach Smith talk about what's going on in the investigation? Clearly, they talked to Zach Smith.
Not yet. Or maybe not at all. We don't know. They have not talked to either Zach Smith, the alleged perpetrator, or Courtney Smith, the alleged victim in this case. So, fine. Maybe you wait till the end to talk to them because, you know, you want to get all the facts first before, you know, you talk to them. That's how investigations usually work. You know, the principals are kind of the last people to talk to and to figure out, you know, exactly what you want to ask them and talk to them about. Okay, but you put a time limit on this. You want to be done in 14 days. And you haven't talked to either one yet? It makes me think they're probably not going to. Like, again, I said at the beginning, all this is we have to figure out how to let Urban Meyer keep his job. That's what the investigation is, and it seems like that's where it's headed.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Do not count on the NCAA to get it right either.
No.
I have such a lack of confidence in the organization. And, you know, so do power players in sports like USA Basketball, because this NCAA idea is certainly worth looking into. You know, elite prospects in college basketball may be able to sign with an agent, still play. But the elite status, according to the NCAA, was going to be handled by USA Basketball, and they would do rankings of high school players. And USA Basketball in the day and a half since is like, what?
Nobody talked to us about this.
Like, we can't do that. We're not equipped to do that. You didn't even speak to us about this.
It's amazing. And, you know, it seems like pretty much everyone that talks about this is kind of blindsided by, wait, what is the plan? Why are we involved? What are we supposed to do? Like, everything's so confusing. These regulations came out, and when this committee was first formed, I think we talked about it. Like, what are they gonna do?
John Calipari said, he said, calm down. Basically, none of this goes into effect until the NBA and the Players Association comes up with something. And I'm hearing it won't be until 2022. So we're probably wasting our breath dealing with the ins and outs of this.
Well, that's comforting on some level, I guess, but, you know, I don't have the confidence even by then, the way that they've rolled this out and handled it, that it's going to be better. They haven't given us any indication that they know what they're doing.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Explain to the audience what Tekashi 6ix9ine is.
What he is is the proper question. He is somehow a popular rapper from Brooklyn. I don't know how. I don't know why.
You don't think he's good at all in his chosen craft, but do you think he's an entertaining interview?
I did think he was an entertaining interview. What happened? I watched him on a morning radio show from New York.
You love The Breakfast Club.
I do love The Breakfast Club. It's great.
Our idols. Wish we could do that.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
The interview was very odd. It was very weird. He kept saying, you guys think I'm an idiot and you're making fun of me, but it's going to be your biggest rated thing of all time. And it kind of was. Yeah. One of their top interviews
They're
ever.
Like, what?
I don't understand why. I don't know. He does a very good job marketing himself on social media, I guess.
He definitely does. He's been trying to get into sport, as we'll call it. He was playing soccer last week. This week he was hanging out with Victor Oladipo from the Pacers. And I guess they played one-on-one, and he was just getting jammed on, just looking like a fool. But he actually, they showed him shooting from the corner, taking a three-pointer. He made it. But he may be less athletic than 50 Cent, and I'm basing 50 Cent's lack of athleticism not on his boxing, but
his first pitch. Well, Tekashi,
Adam, you have to find this basketball shot.
I watched him.
It was waist high.
I watched Oladipo dunk on him,
yeah.
Which was embarrassing. You're right. I mean, the dribble is weird. Yeah, that's a weird shot. I don't know how it went in. First of all, I mean, it looks like he has no way to lift the ball up.
It's very weird.
It's so heavy for him.
Yeah.
Because he's very little. He doesn't have a whole lot of strength.
He's a slight guy.
But he shoots it from like his hip and gets everything into it, and it's like a line drive, but it goes in. But his dribble is also weird. He's a mess.
Wow. Stick your hand in there, Dave.
You really made me feel a lot better about my 51's pitch just then. The way you analyzed that.
Well, we told you. We thought your 51's pitch was very good.
Yeah. I mean, the only comment was my footwork, and you had a lot more to say about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Disaster.
I apparently am missing something with something calling itself Logan Ryan. Do you know this story?
Wait, not Logan Ryan.
Who is it?
Is it Logan Paul?
Logan Paul. Who's Logan Ryan? Is he the movie Ryan character?
Isn't Logan Ryan wasn't he on the Patriots?
Yeah, you're right. That's right, Rutgers guy. Logan Paul. So what's the deal with Logan Paul? Who is he? And why is he trying to fight people?
YouTube star?
So that's he's a YouTube star.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he somebody? Why is he getting all the shine on the web? Oh, he wants to fight UFC fighters. He's like, I'm a good athlete. What is he talking about?
I don't know. I think...
And why do people care? Stop.
Yeah, he's very polarizing, as you referred to Baker Mayfield earlier. he's a very polarizing guy. He's done really over-the-top things. There's been a lot of disturbing stuff that he's done. I'm not really a big fan. But yeah, he said he wants a UFC fight. And it's another thing that he wants to put on YouTube, which I don't think the UFC would allow that anyway. But then he said he wanted a UFC fight, but then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I'll fight CM Punk. Like, that's not really a UFC fight.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous.
Did you see what GSP said about celebrity fights like this?
He actually went
on Submission Radio. Or no, this is at a press conference. He said, UFC has become more mainstream. To attack more mainstream people, you need to have more mainstream athletes. I think it's a good thing.
Well,
so suggesting it like Jean-Claude Van Damme and Seagal fighting would be good.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he said, I'm all for it.
The UFC is not doing it, but
I'm really all for it. Or this hockey player goon against an MMA guy. I wouldn't mind. He's like, you know, just make it clear they're not, you know, it's not the top level fighters.
Okay. Well, I mean, George is a weird dude, but I mean, they're doing it with. The UFC is not doing it, but MMA is doing it with Liddell and Ortiz fighting again.
Well, but that's not fair. They're veteran fighters, but they're old as hell.
At this point, they're just celebrities.
That's not what he's talking about, though.
No, it's not. But I mean, that's what it is at this point. It's kind of interesting that GSP would say that. I thought he was more of a traditionalist, but at the same time, I guess he gets it. And you know, there are people that are interested in that sort of thing, of watching just, hey, let me see this guy fight a bear. What happens?
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
What are you doing tomorrow? You going to, or have you ever wanted to go to the regatta? The floaty fest in Laughlin?
My friends are going. I have zero interest.
What's your problem? You don't like fun?
It seems like just a sunburn waiting to happen. That's what they all come back with sunburns every year.
And you refuse to use sunscreen, and then I have to yell at you like your father. At Laughlin Regatta saying fake news. Apparently, the Fort Mojave tribe, Avi Casino, is actually putting up signs, sort of confusing people, almost suggesting that it's been canceled. Just big signs saying no regatta. So I don't know if that means it's canceled or they just don't want it.
They don't want it to go through. They don't want people coming through there to go to the water.
I don't know. I heard it's a good time. I heard it's a hell of a cleanup, though.
A bunch of my friends are going.
Hell of a cleanup. All right, have a great weekend. Find all of our